From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. At least 19 people are confirmed dead, dozens more wounded in a blast at an Ariana Grande concert in the English city of Manchester late Monday. British Prime Minister Theresa May has denounced what she called an appalling terrorist attack. President Donald Trump meets Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas Tuesday in the West Bank town of Bethlehem. He hopes to kickstart the moribund Israeli-Palestinian peace process. Monday, Mr. Trump met Israeli officials, reaffirming what he called the enduring friendship between the U.S. and Israel.
This moment in history calls for us to strengthen our cooperation as both Israel and America face common threats from ISIS and other terrorist groups to countries like Iran that sponsor terrorism and fund and foment terrible violence, not only here, but all over the world.
The president, who addressed leaders of the Gulf Cooperation Council in Riyadh Sunday, said they agreed Iran must not be allowed to possess nuclear weapons.
On those issues, there is a strong consensus among the nations of the world, including many in the Muslim world. I was deeply encouraged by my conversations with Muslim world leaders in Saudi Arabia.
Iran's newly elected president, Hassan Rouhani, Monday said regional stability could not be achieved without Iranian help. He took aim at U.S. policy for making mistakes in the region. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed the change in tone of U.S. policy.
I want you to know how much we appreciate the change in American policy on Iran. I want you to know how much we appreciate your bold decision to act against the use of chemical weapons in Syria.
And Mr. Netanyahu welcomed Mr. Trump's visit to the Western Wall, one of Judaism's holiest shrines, the first sitting president to do so. This is VOA News. The UN Security Council Tuesday will take up the matter of North Korea's banned nuclear missile programs when it considers a new resolution containing additional sanctions. Monday, the council unanimously expressed its concern over Pyongyang's highly destabilizing behavior and flagrant and provocative defiance of previous resolutions. The North Sunday conducted its latest intermediate-range ballistic missile. Tufts University Korea analyst Sungyoon Lee said he's unimpressed by such past UN statements.
The fallout from such condemnation by the international community, in my view, does not compare to the strategic advantage gained by North Korea from continued provocations, weapons tests, and its enhanced capability.
The North said Sunday's test met all technical requirements and the missile could now be mass-produced. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson has called the latest test disappointing and disturbing. Former South Korean President Park Geun-hye appeared in court at the start of a trial on bribery charges that forced her impeachment and removal from office earlier this year. Ms. Park faces more than 10 years in jail if found guilty of taking bribes from business leaders. The U.S. Senate Monday confirmed former Iowa Governor Terry Branstad as the next ambassador to China. Oklahoma Senator James Lankford presided.
On this vote, the yeas are 82. The nays are 13. The nomination is confirmed. Under the previous order, the motion to reconsider is considered made and laid upon the table. The president will be immediately notified of the Senate's action.
Branstad, during his confirmation hearings, assured lawmakers he would take a strong stand with Beijing on the issue of North Korea, as well as trade matters and human rights. Gambia's government Monday seized the assets of exiled former President Yahya Jammeh. They include nearly 90 bank accounts and multiple properties and companies. Jammeh is accused of stealing $50 million in public funding before fleeing Gambia for Equatorial Guinea in January. In her final address as head of the World Health Organization, Dr. Margaret Chan insisted the agency is still relevant despite its slow response to the Ebola epidemic in West Africa.
This was West Africa's first experience with Ebola, and the outbreak took everyone, including WHO, by surprise.
While insisting the WHO had made quick course corrections, Dr. Chan said she holds herself personally accountable for the agency's early faults during the 2014 outbreak that killed over 11,000 people. Jury selection has begun in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in the sex assault trial of comedian Bill Cosby. The 79-year-old comic and actor, charged with drugging and assaulting a college basketball team manager in his home in 2004. The jury selection process expected to take all week. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.